The Braves looking to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Athletics. Atlanta turning to Mike Foltynewicz for this one. What a performance he would turn in. We pick up the action in the third. Scoreless game, Dansby Swanson with a man on, facing Sonny Gray.
And a line drive hammered toward left. That's headed for the corner. That's down and up off the fence. It's 1-0 Atlanta as Dansby Swanson doubles home Johan Camargo here in the Atlanta third inning.
And the 0-1 pitch. Hit to left field, coming on is Santana, he's got it. It is still intact through eight.
The 2-2 pitch.
Oh,
wow.
Back with another 3-2 pitch. Going back is Marquecas, this ball is gone.
The no-hitter gone, the shutout gone, but the lead still intact. And that homer does nothing to diminish the magnificent performance of Mike Foltynewicz in Oakland tonight. Strike three, and that's your ball game. Jim Johnson nails it down for Mike Foltynewicz.
The Braves snap a two-game skid, winning it 3-1 behind a dominant performance from Mike Foltynewicz. He goes 8-plus innings, allowing just the one run on one hit, striking out eight. He wins his third straight decision, and Durenciarte had his 11-game hitting streak snapped. The Braves get by the Athletics thanks to Mike Foltynewicz. Manager Brian Snitker spoke after.
Could you tell Folty had some pretty good stuff tonight? Was it early? Could you tell
early? Yeah, I mean, he was kind of free and easy and was coming out of his hand really good, I thought, all night. And had a good breaking ball. Kind of, you know, he was similar a little bit to the last outing, I thought. You know, he was just kind of in control and kind of just taking his time and wasn't rushing things and was together a lot, and it was a fun ride.
He got the two strikeouts after the two walks. I mean, did you think right then that maybe this is going to happen?
I mean, yeah, I felt good about it. I mean, I just didn't want to go out and walk anybody in the ninth. Yeah. I mean, if they're going to get a hit, they get a hit. But, he went one-on-one with him, and it's okay. That's pretty, as I said, that was fun to watch.
You said he was devastated, but that's a heck of an outing. You guys seemed to have a moment there after when you took him out.
Yeah, I just, you know, it was just been through a lot with that kid the last couple of years, and this is really cool to watch him grow up, and I was just proud of him. I was proud that he went after him right there and didn't give, you know, it was, if he gets a hit, he gets a hit.
You would let him get up around 130 or so?
Probably 135. Yeah. You know, if it had taken 140, you know what, he wasn't laboring.
Yeah.
You know, if you're laboring, if it's 100 degrees, it's a perfect night to pitch. You know, we got a day off and we could give him an extra day's rest. They're not going to get hurt on doing something like that. They're going to get beat up and you're going to get them out before they get tired there. He probably in a groove where he could have pitched all night.
How about the it coming from the guy you had talked about before the game, Olson?
Yeah, I know. Local kid. he hung in there too. That was a hell of a bat by him also. He fought off some tough pitches and took a cut, you know, a tough, that 2-2 pitch was that's a tough one to take. He was up there battling too.
Usually those add-on runs ended up being big.
Huge. You know, he knew they would be in a game like this. That's because their guy was, you know, really good too. So it's just a good one to win. I'm glad Folty got the win. Glad, you know, JJ, we hung on and got him that win because it was, that can do a lot for a guy.
It's a reminder how tough it is to throw a no-hitter. It's been 20 years since the Braves got one.
Well, yeah. I mean, but I had a good feeling right there. I just, you know, they had the meat of their lineup coming up. But that's fine. I told Folty that was a fun ride.
Were you impressed you saw the velocity eighth, ninth inning there? You were still throwing that.
Well, I've seen him in the eighth and ninth inning before when I had him, and it was even higher than that. I mean, he's a big, strong kid. That's what I said. It's this was conducive for a guy staying out there and pitching a lot, you know, because of the climate and everything. They weren't expending a lot of energy, sweating and all that like they do where we're from. I mean, so it's if you got to do something like that, this is the perfect weather and time to do it.
Mike Foltynewicz comes up three outs shy of a no-hitter, but still a stellar effort. He talked to the media after the game.
I don't even know what to say right now. It was a great time out there. Just everything, the energy. I was working well, working fast, just working downhill. And, my off-speed wasn't really there. It was kind of a weird night. I was kind of, like, really effectively wild. You know, there's some pitches four in a row. I wouldn't even get close to the zone, and I put a really good sequence to get some headers. But no, it was a really fun night out there. Defense was awesome. Danny out there and left and making some great plays for me today. So it was a fun day.
We've all talked about you growing up in front of us, and we love that. In the sixth inning, you were struggling a bit, walked a few guys. Your team came together. Phillips even ran a pick on the umpire. What did those guys say to you?
No, it was just they know, how stressful it is out there, and they just wanted to calm me down a little bit. They saw, that I was working fast because I was getting in trouble there, like you said. And, I needed to slow it down, and they saw that I needed to slow it down. And, it's awesome for the guy to come out there, be team players, and, you just need to slow it down a little bit. And I took that pride and slowed down a little bit and executed some pitches there in the sixth to get out of that because it could have been a different score right now. But other than that, this great team win tonight, so I was very excited about it.
Tell me the truth. When did you start thinking about it?
The whole time, really. I actually had to go to the bathroom in the seventh, and I told Flo, I was like, should I go to the bathroom or not? And he kind of looked at me. He's like, oh, no, that don't matter. Go to the bathroom. Sorry. But other than that, it was, it's always in your head. But, I try to battle there as long as I can, to get through it. But other than that, never know. It's just once in a lifetime thing that, you get to experience like that. And hopefully, I get a couple more shots at it. But, it's very cool. Great team win, like I said. And, keep working. We got four or five days to get back after it in Washington. So,
up next, the series against the Athletics continues Saturday with R.A. Dickey on the Hill.